Windows, December the 27th. Revelation of Christ. God who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," made his light to shine in our hearts, to give us the light of the knowledge of God's glory displayed in the face of Christ. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 6. The principle of the new covenant is a first-hand, individual revelation of Christ as the knowledge of God in terms of glory in the heart of the believer. Every individual believer only comes into true Christianity by a revelation of Christ in his or her heart, so that the knowledge of Christ is all their own and as real as when Christ commanded light to shine in darkness. But that is not all. That shining must be progressive. Christ is far too vast to be seen in more than minute degree at any one time. The bulk of the New Testament is taken up with getting Christians to see what an immense realm it is into which they have come, and how they must go on. Christianity can only be kept living and fresh and full of impact as Christians are living in an ever-growing apprehension of Christ as the Holy Spirit reveals him in their hearts. This apprehension may only come as necessity is laid upon us by reason of suffering and trial. Capacity will increase by the stretching of suffering, and see Hebrews 12 and read the word child training for chastening. Oh, there is no succession in Christianity other than that of the revelation of Christ to the heart of the Holy Spirit. It is not a system to be perpetuated, but a life to be possessed. The value of the Scripture is that they contain depths of the fullness which have never yet been fathomed. And when we speak of revelation, we do not mean anything extra to them, but of that which is in them, but only known by the inward writing and shining of the Holy Spirit. A thing can be in the Bible, and we can have read it 1,000 times, but until the Holy Spirit makes it life to us, it'll be unfruitful. Hence, there is a place and need for an inward revelation of the Word of God, and this is the only true succession. Nothing can be preserved alive through generations, save as every one entering its realm does so on the basis of such a personal, inward, living, and growing revelation of the truth, so that the origin and beginning is constantly repeated in experience.